is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of broadcast on the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us not only today, but every day this week as we continue our tradition of bringing you beautiful Christian music and inspiring preaching and teaching from the Word of God as preached by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now today and all of this week, we continue with our verse-by-verse study of the book of Acts. Today, starting in chapter 2. And we'll get to that in just a moment, but I want to let you know that we do have a new gift offer for you this week. So stay tuned after the message to hear about it. Well, we do have a long message today, so I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Green.
Now, gracious Heavenly Father, as we open thy word to continue our study today, direct us by the Holy Spirit. Father, I realize today that I am reading the Word of God, and this is God's inspired, verbally inspired, Holy Ghost dictated word. So, Father, help me, O God, to rightly divide the word as the Holy Ghost guides us. And we'll praise God in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday, I read Acts 2, verses 1 and 2. And in Acts 1, we read, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Now, I said yesterday, the word Pentecost is a Hebrew word, and it's spelled in the English. Of course, in the Hebrew, I can't spell it because I'm not a Hebrew scholar. But in Young's Concordance, the big one, it is spelled P-E-N-T-E-K-O-S-T-E, Pentecosta. Now, it's a Hebrew word. Now, if that word Pentecost had been translated into English, this verse would read, and when the 50th day was fully come. The day of Pentecost was the 50th day after the resurrection. Now, listen, beloved. There's no need to argue with the Word of God. I'm not trying to explain away anything. I'm not defending anybody. I'm just telling you what the Word of God teaches. Now, I said yesterday, Calvary will never be repeated. Calvary. Now, Jesus died once for all forever. He'll never die again. Now, Hebrews 10 tells us that. He offered one sacrifice never to be repeated. Never. Now, the day of Pentecost, as these disciples knew it, that day is a historical fact, and that day will never come again. It occurred 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. He appeared to them 40 days. We read that in Acts, the first chapter. He appeared to his disciples 40 days, and 500 people saw him at one time. And then he told them to go into Jerusalem and tarry, and they would be endued with power. And when the day of Pentecost, the 50th day after his resurrection occurred, when the day came, then the Holy Ghost came. Now, of course, the feast of Pentecost, if you read Leviticus 23, study the whole chapter, Leviticus chapter 23, you'll find that the feast of Pentecost was one of the feasts of the Jews. And, of course, it was the second feast. The first one was the Passover. And Jesus, of course, had already observed the Passover, and then he was crucified and buried, and then 50 days after the resurrection, then Pentecost came. Now, Pentecost was the 50th day after the resurrection of Jesus, and to talk about another Pentecost, there'll never be another Pentecost. Wait a minute. The Holy Ghost is here, he who came at Pentecost, and the power of Pentecost, but not another Pentecost. It's a historical fact. It has been, and it'll never be repeated. It's not necessary. Because the Holy Ghost came that day, and he has been doing what he came to do ever since that day. All right. Now, here's what happened. Now, listen very carefully. They were all in one place, in one accord. Now, listen. I read verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was to come, they were all, about 120, all in one accord, in one place. Now, listen. Next verse, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, you know, I am a little bit fanatical about words. I love to study words, and I love to preach on words, because the Bible is the Word of God, and it's a book of 66 books made up of words. And we read so much about the Word of God and the words of Jesus. Now, I want us to study this. Now, notice the first word in verse 2 is a conjunction. A conjunction. And. Now, the 50th day arrived. The clock struck. Now, I'm just giving you an illustration. The midnight hour came and a new day dawned. And that was the 50th day after the resurrection. About 120 saints were in the upper room, and they all were of the one mind, one spirit, one accord, and they were in one place. And. Now, it doesn't say as the result of. Now, please follow me very carefully. The Bible does not say as the result or because of or therefore. Now, it doesn't say, since they were all with one accord in one place, therefore, doesn't say that. Beloved, Pentecost did not come because the disciples were praying. Now, I beg you to stay with me. As I sit at this microphone today, I know, I realize, I am aware of the fact that critical ears, are listening to every word, every syllable that I say. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if I'm not being transcribed by some who want to prove that I don't believe in Pentecost and I don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe in Pentecost. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I believe in everything the Bible says about the Holy Ghost. And if you'll stay with me, I'll prove that I believe the Word of God, but I'm not going to preach anything to please anybody. I'm going to try to please Jesus. Now, the word is and. Pentecost did not come because they were praying. Pentecost did not come because they were in one place. Pentecost did not come because they were in one accord. Pentecost came because God Almighty promised it in the book of Joel. And we're going to read that later in the series. God promised it. And Mr. God Almighty cannot break His promise, and God's not going to. Now, Calvary was not because the Romans overpowered Jesus, or the Jews overpowered Jesus, or Pilate overpowered Jesus. Calvary was foreordained of God Almighty before God ever made this universe, or a man, or anything else. It was foreordained. 1 Peter 1:18 and following. So Calvary was because God provided redemption. Pentecost was because God said, I'll give you the promise, I'll pour out my Spirit. And He promised it on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection. Now, the conjunction and connects verses 1 and 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly. Now, not progressively, but suddenly. The Holy Ghost did not come progressively. He came instantaneously. He came suddenly. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven. A sound from heaven. Now, I would not listen. If I were going to joke or be sarcastic about any subject on the face of the earth, the Holy Ghost is the one subject that I'd never be sarcastic about or joke about. But dearly beloved, If we are to experience Pentecost today, then I say the first thing that we must hear is a sound from heaven, a sound. Now, I want you to please bear with me and listen with me and stay with me and let us analyze these words. And suddenly, instantaneously, there was a sound from heaven. And the sound that they heard in the upper room was like a rushing mighty wind. A sound as of. Now, it didn't say, the Bible doesn't say that the sound was rushing mighty wind, but as of. In other words, the Holy Ghost is using this to give to us a comparison that we can understand. Who hasn't heard the wind blow? Who hasn't heard a hard, mighty wind blowing the trees and blowing against the house and blowing the shutters? Who hasn't heard the sound of a mighty wind? I think most of us have been in a storm. Maybe not a tornado or a hurricane, but I've been in a hurricane, and many of you people have been in hurricanes, and you know what the sound of a rushing, mighty wind is. And so they were all there in one accord, one place, and suddenly, instantaneously, in a split second, there was a sound, and it came from heaven as the rushing mighty wind. As, and then listen, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, the first thing that was filled was the house. The house was filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, watch this. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, please don't think I'm sarcastic. And let me say this before I make the statement that I was about to make. I believe in getting down on your knees to pray. Now, there's some folks who are physically unable to get on their knees. Aged people and people who have different ailments, they can't get on their knees. But if you are physically able, I believe that a person, when they can. Now, there are times when a person is using a microphone and on radio and so forth. Sometimes it's impossible to get on your knees. But when a person can, I believe you should bow on your knees in prayer. But these folks were not bowing. They were sitting. They were sitting. You can pray sitting, walking, standing, running, riding, flying. In an airplane, you can pray anywhere that you're in a spirit of prayer. Now, the thing that I'm driving home is this. When the Holy Ghost came, these people were sitting, they were waiting. They were not begging, they were not agonizing. They were not pleading with God Almighty to please give me the Holy Ghost. Beloved, let me say this, and I'll read it in a moment. God does not invite you or me to beg and plead and agonize for the Holy Ghost. Now, these disciples were in the upper room and they were praying, but frankly, the main reason for their prayer was for God to show them which one to appoint to take the place of Judas. That is, the two men that they pointed out, Barsabbas and Matthias. They were praying about it, and they prayed, and they prayed. Now, in verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they're all one place, one accord in one place. And they were there in one accord in one place. Now, whether they were praying at the split second he came, I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. They were sitting, they were waiting, because Jesus told them to go there and wait. And they went, and they waited. And while they were waiting, they prayed, and they elected one to take the place of Judas. So when the Holy Ghost came, it was sudden, and the house was filled. The sound was like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. Now, it doesn't say cloven tongues of fire. Now, let's be reasonable, and let's read the Word of God, and let's not add our denominational slant. The Bible says, it says, as a mighty rushing wind. It doesn't say when, it says as wind. Now, it doesn't say fire, it says lack as of fire. now more powerful than fire. And the only thing the Holy Ghost could use to help us to understand was fire. We know what fire is, we know what fire does, and so the Holy Ghost said that these cloven tongues were like as fire. Tongues as they were tongues of fire. And they were parting and sitting upon each of them, each person, the 120. Now let's read it. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Now these tongues were not blazes of fire, but more powerful than fire. Oh yes, more powerful. And so the Holy Ghost uses fire to illustrate to us what these cloven tongues were like. Now watch this, verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now we'll stop there today. We'll take up with verse 5 tomorrow. All right. So the Holy Ghost filled each one of them, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now here's the picture. There were 120 about, the Bible says about 120, people in the upper room with one desire, one spirit, in one accord, in one place. They were waiting for the 50th day after the resurrection. They were waiting for the day of Pentecost. And the day of Pentecost could not have been the 49th day. It could not have been the 51st day. It had to be the 50th day. Jesus fulfilled every feast, every type, everything. Jesus fulfilled all of it. When he came, he said, "It is finished," and the Mosaic system was completely satisfied, and Jesus fulfilled every jot and every tittle of the law. So Pentecost had to be the 50th day after the resurrection. So they were there waiting. They were sitting. Whether they were praying or not at the split second, I don't know. The Bible tells us they prayed, and they talked to God, and they asked him which one of these men to elect. But whether they were praying the split second the Holy Ghost came, the Bible doesn't tell us. But they were sitting in the upper room, waiting in one accord, in one place. And there was a mighty sound. Suddenly there was a sound. There came a sound from heaven. And the sound was like rushing mighty wind. Now that's what it sounded like. And it filled the house. The house was filled first. And then where they were sitting there in the house, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as fire. It looked like a tongue of fire, and this tongue sat on each one, and each person was filled with the Holy Ghost, and each person began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, gave them utterance. Now, I wouldn't deny that for $1,000,000, and I mean that. It's in the Bible, and I wouldn't deny it. I believe everything happened on the day of Pentecost that the Bible tells me happened. I believe it happened exactly as the Word of God tells me it happened. And I believe these men, I believe they saw the tongues. I believe it. In other words, there's no doubt in my mind about it. They heard the mighty rushing wind as wind. They heard the sound. They heard the sound. And then they saw the tongues. And these tongues went to each one who were in the upper room, including the mother of Jesus, Mary. She was up there. And as I told you over there, when we read about Mary, that's the last time she's mentioned in the Word of God. That's the last time Mary's mentioned. And she was in the upper room with the other disciples, the other Christians, the other saints, waiting for the day of Pentecost. And these tongues sat on each one of them, and they began to speak. Now let me say this, and I say it tenderly, and I say it with all the love God will give me. No person spoke in an unknown tongue on the day of Pentecost. Now, the unknown tongue in 1 Corinthians was something else altogether that Paul dealt with. The unknown tongue mentioned in 1 Corinthians 14, that was something else altogether different from Pentecost. Now, on the day of Pentecost, they spoke with other tongues. Now, Jesus told them in the Gospels that they'd speak with new tongues. And on the day of Pentecost, they spake with other tongues, and tomorrow we'll see that every one of them spoke a language that was understood by someone present on the day of Pentecost. Now, listen to the words of Jesus in Luke 11 and verse 11. Luke 11 and verse 11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? That is, will a father give his child a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If he ask for fish, will he for a fish give the child a serpent? Now listen, if your child comes to you and asks for bread, will you give him a rock? If your child comes to you and asks for a piece of meat or fish, would you give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Now, you just think of that. What a comparison. What a tremendous... Listen, nobody could preach like Jesus. Nobody could teach like Jesus. Nobody could use illustrations like Jesus. Who on earth but Jesus would think of using, if a child comes to me, if my child or my little grandson should come to me and ask for an egg, I'd give him a scorpion. Now, wouldn't that be... Isn't that some comparison? An egg. One of the finest foods on earth. Little babies can eat eggs, soft-boiled eggs and poached eggs. A sick person, when they can't eat, when a person is so sick, they can hardly eat anything at all, they can eat poached eggs and soft-boiled eggs. Well, now, Jesus said, if a man's child, son, asks him for an egg, will he give him a scorpion? Well, you know what a scorpion is. It's one of the most deadly things on earth. And then he said, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, I have good news for some of you folks who've been seeking the Holy Ghost. You've been begging and pleading and praying and agonizing for the Holy Ghost. Now, if you stop listening to men and listen to Jesus, Jesus tells you that if an earthly father who is naturally born in sin and naturally evil, if an earthly father will give his child bread and fish and an egg instead of a stone, a snake, and a scorpion, Jesus says, I'll give you the Holy Spirit if you'll just ask me. So, dear friend, if you're weary and broken, and if you've tried so hard to obtain the Holy Spirit, but you've failed, just humbly bow your head right now and say, kind Heavenly Father, I'm accepting the promise of Jesus in Luke 11:13. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to give me the Holy Spirit, and God will save you and give you the Holy Spirit, and you'll know it. Father, honor thy precious word, the precious name of Jesus, the shed blood, for the Holy Ghost's sake, for Jesus' sake, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. And before we close today, I'm excited to tell you about our new gift offer starting this week, Gift Offer B. Now, if you listen to the program, you know that over the past several weeks, we had our Gift Offer A containing 5 books by my dad, and it went so well, we at the office discussed it and decided to put together a similar offer for the next couple of weeks, and we call it Gift Offer B. This one also contains 5 books, but they are books by great men of God that my dad admired and enjoyed reading after. And these 5 books, he decided he liked them so much, he had them reprinted. They were all, of course, out of print and out of copyright. So he had them reprinted so that you and I could enjoy them and learn from them also. Now, all 5 of these books are available to you if you simply ask for Offer B and send the donation to the ministry in the amount of $5 or more. Now, I'm sure that most of you can add an extra $5, $10, $20, and I urge you to do so to help keep us going on the air. But if you can send a donation of at least $5 and ask for Offer B, I'm going to send you first a book by Dwight L. Moody entitled Thou Fool. Now it contains 12 messages in all, and it has a short biographical sketch of Dr. Moody and his life, 215 pages long. Then we have the Olivet Discourse. Now this is a discussion, of course, of Matthew chapters 24 and 25. It's by A.C. Gabelline, another great man of God. Then we have Plain Papers on the Holy Spirit, a very deep study of the Holy Spirit by Dr. C.I. Schofield, who put the notes in our Schofield Reference Bible. Now, it's only 80 pages long, but a great book. Then Night Scenes of the Bible by F.E. March. 12 chapters, different night scenes in the Bible. Finally, According to Promise by Charles H. Spurgeon. Everybody knows who he is. So, to get all five of these books, just ask for Gift Offer B and send your gift of at least $5. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.